Workers and labor advocates are rallying in Sacramento today in support of a bill to combat wage theft by companies that fail to pay workers overtime or give legally required breaks during work shifts. Senate Bill 588, known as the Fair Days Pay Act, would close loopholes that have allowed some unscrupulous employers to avoid paying judgments when they're found guilty of wage theft. Alexandra Su with the Koreatown Immigrant Workers Alliance says only about 15% of employees who win these judgments actually get paid.
Workers across California are facing a crisis of wage theft. And even when they go to the Labor Commission, they win judgments, but they cannot collect. So SB 588 provides tools that help workers collect.
The bill has already passed the state Senate and several assembly committees and is expected to go before the full assembly today or tomorrow. A UCLA labor study showed that in Los Angeles alone, workers lose $1.4 billion a year to wage theft. Su says employers often change the name of their business to avoid paying judgments, placing an additional burden on employees.
Workers work 6, sometimes 7 days a week, but many of them aren't even getting the minimum wage. Overtime, meal breaks, and rest breaks. The levels of wage theft are staggering, and people are trying to support their families.
She notes the California Chamber of Commerce objected at first, worrying that the bill would lead to frivolous lawsuits, but its authors made adjustments and the chamber has dropped its opposition. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.